I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Daryl Hurst, one of the guest preachers based at Norville Park in Zanesville, to discuss Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Daryl?
That is, of course, Jesus speaking from the sermon, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Most of the time when you see it and you read it, people use the word blessed. Some people will use the word happy. But when I did a little research on Strong's concordance for New Testament words, I found the word fortunate is actually what I believe to be a better word there. To give the example, fortunate are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. That fortunate doesn't mean lucky, but it does mean you can expect to receive something that you had never expected.
Right. We'll get to all that in a few moments. First, let's get to this week's Christian news from Jared.
More than 2,000 students gather for a campus revival at Ohio State. ChristianPost.com reports those students made decisions to commit to following Jesus Christ during an event at the Schottenstein Center. CBN News reports the attendees were there despite temperatures dipping into the teens. The country music duo Low Cash is including a mention of the Church of Christ in their latest hit song, Hometown Home. The mention is pointed out by Bobby Ross Jr., the editor-in-chief at the Christian Chronicle. Low Cash's song is far from the first in the country genre to mention the Church of Christ. Montgomery Gentry, My Town, also mentions the Church of Christ, as does the Colin Ray song, Little Rock, from 1994. I have embedded videos of the songs on this podcast page because we cannot play any of them here due to copyright law. Netflix is being sued by Pepperdine University. They are alleging Netflix infringed upon trademarks and branding for its basketball program. At issue is the fictional team Running Point, which Pepperdine actually uses that name. It has been 5 years since the coronavirus pandemic swept the world. Christian Chronicle's editor-in-chief has published an article about his brother-in-law who nearly died due to COVID. The man spent 115 days in the hospital. On March 13, 2020, President Trump declared a national emergency. Those are some of the week's top stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org and ChristianPost.com. South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of February 23rd, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the way. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase.
I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. Today, I have Daryl Hurst with us. Daryl's a member of Norwell Park Church of Christ in Zanesville, Ohio. He is, if I can use the term, traveling preacher for us. He's helped us out quite a bit lately, and he travels around to different congregations preaching, and we appreciate what he does so much for us. Daryl, it's good to have you with us today, and I believe you're going to be talking about Beatitudes.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Beatitudes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11. But rather than using the word blessed, as so many times we hear, and as is written in the King James, or as some ministers will take the word happy and use the word happy, I found in Strong's exhaustive concordance that the word fortunate is actually used in his definition before the word happy. So we're going to use that word fortunate as we go through here and as the reading would go. Fortunate are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And the definition for the word fortunate, when you think of it, it's receiving good from uncertain or unexpected sources. And here, being poor in spirit, the scripture says that theirs will be the kingdom of God. Poor in spirit is being opposite of proud, conceited, arrogant, and disdainful. And when the time comes, life ends, this judgment day comes, those who are poor in spirit, and that doesn't mean they're the scum of the earth, they're just not all full of themselves, theirs will be the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are they that mourn, for they will be comforted. They grieve not only for having lost a loved one, but they grieve for those who are lost spiritually and those that are troubled by things of this world. And they're fortunate for the fact that there are brothers and sisters in Christ that will comfort them here, that they receive comfort from the Lord, from the peace that passes all understanding, which we don't understand, but it is there. And for those that mourn, they're going to be fortunate in what they receive as far as their comfort. It says, fortunate are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not weakness, as someone has said. Meekness is actually strength under control. When you look at Numbers, the 12th chapter, and verse 3, the scripture tells us that Moses was the meekest man there was on the earth. And you can't be weak and be leading several thousands of people across the desert with them continually complaining about not having food, not having water, about maybe we've got to go back to Egypt where we were better off. No. Fortunate are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Whether you're thinking of spiritual or physical, being the meek, people are going to take care of you one way or the other. Fortunate are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Fortunate, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for the doing of things that are right. And we're going to be filled. We're trying to do things that are right. The Lord God is going to see that spiritually we are filled. Those people who are famishing and thirsty for the things of God, God's going to see that there are brothers and sisters in Christ who are there to help them be increased in their spiritual strength that they need to have to be able to survive. And so fortunate are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They're going to be filled. Fortunate are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. People today don't show mercy to other people. We all, more times than not, want to have revenge. We want everybody to get their just dues, as would be said. But when we're merciful, being full of compassion, then in the end, we obtain mercy. We obtain mercy from the Lord God. Because when we are merciful to others in the way that we live and the things that we do, He will be merciful to us as well, because we're following and doing His will. Fortunate are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those whose heart are pure and free from evil purposes, from evil thoughts, those whose hearts have been purified by faith, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His word, in the word of God, in their teaching, pure in heart, in the fact that we don't sit around and look for, well, let's just call them dirty things, that we don't look for evil things to fill our times, to fill our minds with. It says that Moses forsook the pleasures of Egypt. He forsook those things to be able to follow God. There's a lot of pleasures in sin and in evil, but it's only for a time. Mm-hmm. And we need to be pure in heart. And we are fortunate when we're pure in heart, because come Judgment Day, we will see God and be spending eternity with Him.
Yes.
Fortunate are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. People who bring peace to the hearts of others, who, when other people are hurting, when there's trouble in the life, we don't call for hatred, for anger, to that someone is dirt. We try and in turn, we try to bring peace to them, to build them up, to, as the sixth chapter of the book of Galatians talks about, the fact that we are to bear one another's burdens, and we try to bring peace to those people by letting know that they're loved and that God loves them. We need to be peacemakers, and we will be fortunate because we're going to be children of God. In doing so, by trying to bring peace, oftentimes we find the 10th verse comes into play. Because fortunate are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why would we be possibly persecuted? Well, because we try to bring peace. We try to stand up for what is right and not what is wrong. We want to stand and say there is a difference in this world. And when we do so, we will be persecuted for doing right, because people pursue Satan's righteousness. They will do whatever they can to disrupt the good things in this world. Burton Kaufman, in his commentary, mentioned persecuted persons whose trouble arise from other causes such as their own. Persecuted persons' troubles arise from their own causes. Their own causes such as misconduct. Well, those kind of people are not included in this beatitude. So if a person is persecuted for doing wrong, well, that's not what this beatitude's talking about, because this beatitude is talking about doing right. And then the 11th verse, fortunate are we when men will revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Jesus said, for my sake. Should we say, not for our sake? Yes. We're not, if we try to do things for our sake, that's not bringing glory to God. But when people revile us for living for Christ, Jesus says, they will know that you love each other when you do my will. They will know that you are my followers when you do my will, in John, the 14th and 15th chapter. And when we try to do his will and follow him, people will try to revile us, will try to put us down. But the Lord says we are fortunate when we are put down because we live for him. So I think all these things can be summed up in this one conclusion. Fortunate are you when you obey the will of God, for you will be saved.
Amen. I was thinking, as we look at these things, it is a tremendous lesson that we have from Christ. Of course, all of his lessons were good. But for leadership, someone who had these attributes that Christ taught, what a leader it would be. I was thinking about the meekness. A lot of times the world will interpret meekness as weakness, and it isn't.
It's exactly
and
the opposite.
Christ went to the cross, but that song we sing, he could have called 10,000 angels.
Yes.
That shows us a perfect example of strength under control that we should have as Christians in the things we approach. Another thought in here, it comes to mind as thinking things. If those evil things we spoke about here, if they come into your mind and you start thinking about those things, it is long before an action opens up, an opportunity for an action, and you get into those. And that's another great lesson of Jesus, that if we can control our thoughts and think good thoughts, and then that should lead us into doing good things and yeah. being pleasing to God.
And the Apostle Paul talked about all the good things that we are to think about rather than the evil. And we, when our minds are in the vein of thinking good, wholesome, moral thoughts, you can't go the wrong way. Right. If you're going to drive your car and you've got to go to someplace in the east, you can't get there by going to the west.
Right.
And when you're following the Lord God, you will only go to heaven. You can't go to heaven if you're going the other direction.
Amen. That's true. Well, Daryl, I've enjoyed this today, and thank you so much for the lesson that we have. And this is Jim Lanning, South Main Church of Christ. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. We want to remember our Bible studies on Sunday morning at 9:45. We're doing the book of Galatians. The ladies get together on the phone at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and they're doing 2 Chronicles. We also have our midweek Bible study on Wednesday night at 6:30, and we're doing the book of James. Also, the ladies are doing their winter morning devotions on Saturday mornings. That'll be the first and the third Saturday of each month. And the next one that's going to be coming up is March the 1st at 8:30 to 9:30 that morning. Also, the church youth group is going to be getting together on Friday, February the 28th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. I encourage all the youth to come for that. Also, remember all of our ones that's on the prayer list, especially the ones that's in the hospital and the ones that's going to be having upcoming procedures and surgeries. It's going to be coming up. We want to remember them and their families during their time of sorrows. This is Mark Randolph. And this is your weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts on today's podcast. I think probably when we think about the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes and the word blessed, and a lot of times with our day and age, we have different meanings of what the word blessed means. And Daryl speaking about that, to use the word fortunate and happy, and we want to have God's approval in those things. I think that's what I would take with this, just to realize what that word means, blessed, and the things that Christ taught with each one of those Beatitudes, the Beatitude that we should have as Christians.
You know I'll wait for glory.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.